Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
We talk a lot and to our teens about distracted driving and how really it's surpassing drunk driving as the leading cause of killing people during car accidents. Well, now distracted walking is really on the rise with sometimes disastrous consequences. We've all seen it and felt it. As you know, if someone's looking down to text and read or play games on their smartphones and they crash into us, or they step into the street and you go, whoa, dude, and slam your brakes on. Or you see them, oh, jump and jump back onto the curb. Or walk. I saw someone walk into a crowd of people. Just walk right into the crowd. And you see it on the trains. Oh, they miss their stops. Or they stumble when they're getting in and out of the train. You see them in the grocery lines. People standing in the grocery lines. And you have to wait behind them because they're not getting their checkbook out or their credit card out. Checkbook, I know, whatever. They're not getting their credit card out and they're not paying for their things because they're busy on their phones. So distracted walking is a huge thing. And I think that it's something when we're talking to our teens about this, I think it's something we need to mention. Now, it's most common among millennials, 18 to 34, but women 55 and older are more likely to suffer serious injuries, including broken bones, according to a new study from the Accident Analysis and Prevention. You know, and I can see that because women over 55, which I'm not there yet, walking, being on their phones, being busy, we have an increased risk of falls. And so it's going to certainly contribute to that. Why are we all so addicted to our phones? We've done shows here where even Dr. Holly says, go anywhere in the world, visit anywhere, have an adventure, and do it while you're looking down at your phone. It's crazy when you see people looking down at their phones. Walk into any office building and everybody is staring down at their phones. You know, I'm kind of still stuck in the 80s. My little flip phone is what I've got. And I know it puts me in the bottom 1% here, but I think that it is really, it keeps me more focused on what I'm doing, especially my driving, but even my walking. And I'm teaching my kids to not look down at their phones when they're walking. And also, we're seeing more and more of these flash mobs where people are running by and grabbing people's phones. Well, if you're staring down at your phone, you're not aware. You're not alert about what's going on around you. And I think that's so important, especially in this day and age where we're scared of terrorism and we're scared of things going on. And so many people have guns and you're staring down at your phone. You're not going to know what's going on until it's possibly too late to do anything about it. So I would like to encourage my listeners. You can be listening to this show on your phone with your headphones in, walking with your eyes up, and you don't have to be staring down at your phone. And while this is a multitask medium, you can be listening to my show while you're playing Candy Crush or while you're doing paperwork, whatever it is. Don't be staring down at your phone when you're walking all around, because I think that's just one more distraction. It's one more way that we're not taking notice of the things around us, that we're not looking around us and seeing the people and the things, and we're missing out on life staring down at these things. And I'm telling you, we're going to become WALL-E soon. And if you've seen that movie, and then you've seen that they've got new computers that you can use while lying down, and desks that you can lie down and look up at your computer. We are slowly morphing into that movie. So don't distracted walk. Don't stare down at your phone. Try and do something else. Look around. It's beautiful weather right now. I don't know about where you are, but certainly where I am in Chicago. So look around, take notice of it, and get your eyes up off your phone. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.